You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The West Ada School District has found a unique way to make sure students' needs are being met. Now, these needs include things like shoes or bathroom supplies, maybe even clothing. These are essential needs that until now weren't being met. But thanks to some innovative social workers, there is now a way for community members to help meet these needs through a group funding project. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are social worker Sydney Sasser and with the State Department of Education, Jill Matthews. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sydney, I want to start with you. So how did social workers within the West Ada School District discover that kids need things like toiletries, shoes, I read even potentially mattresses sometimes?
So we have, over the past probably about 25 years, have this amazing supervisor who's really brought together the school counselors that are in each of our schools and the social work team to help identify those needs. I think that there's a lot of families in our valley who need things, and a lot of times we don't see that. Mm-hmm. And so when kids are at school potentially 7 to 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, the teachers, the counselors, the social workers, we see those needs firsthand. Sometimes, you know, the sole might be worn off of the shoe, or, you know, the kid's tummy's hurting because, and they're not able to focus because they're hungry. And so we see those needs every day. And so it's a great opportunity for us to bring the community in and say, you know, hey, we can probably help fill those needs so the kids can learn.
And Jill, being with the State Department of Education, this is a need that you're not just seeing in West Ada.
No, we're seeing it throughout the state. And it's been incredible to see the success that not only West Ada, but different school districts throughout the state who have implemented the program have seen tremendous success as well. Those districts that have done it is Boise School District. They've met 84 needs. Bonneville School District, 189. Lewiston School District, 260. Moscow School District, 42. And then, of course, West Ada is up to 307.
So you've named districts all around
across the state, yes.
So we're seeing this type of need anywhere you go in the state of Idaho.
Absolutely. And what's so neat about it, I think, is that it's working. It doesn't have to be an urban area. It's working in rural areas as well. Like what would be considered more rural would be Moscow or Lewiston,
right,
where they're seeing just as much success as West Ada is. And so it's really, really exciting.
So, Sydney, talk to me about how the program works exactly, because there's really an app that any community member could use, correct?
Correct. So the app is called Purposity, and it was founded by Dr. Jamie Reif, and her idea was that if we can bring just any community member in together, we can all do things more powerfully and more meaningful together than we could by ourselves. And so basically, if you just go to the app store and download the app, Purposity, you can select your area. So any of the school districts that Jill named would be on there. You can also subscribe to the areas that are up and coming in the next cohort of this app.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as soon as you subscribe, you see the needs in the area. So, for example, if you were living in the West Ada School District and you chose West Ada, you would see that we have 18 needs currently unmet.
And what are some of those unmet needs right now, specifically? I know you have to look it up on your phone really quick.
Sorry.
But no, that's okay. But this is basically how it works. So those needs show up, something like shoes. And will it say, like, the size, if it's a boy?
So basically, it'll tell you a short story about the student. There's no identifiable information. And what you do is, if you choose to meet that need, you can click right on there and it'll just charge the credit card that you have on the app. And then Purposity is actually the one that buys the item and sends it directly to the school. So you may not even know what size
okay.
shoe it is, but you'll know it's, you know, size, or it's a shoes pink for a girl.
Mm-hmm. But that's really amazing, though, mm-hmm. since there is no identifying factors
None.
There. Because I would think, especially, like, let's talk about high school students. Mm-hmm. They are probably some of the students who don't want anyone to know that maybe there are certain needs that they have. And this is a way of keeping it anonymous, but still meeting those needs.
Exactly. And only a few number of people at the district level know who the student is and knows that need that needs to be met, that puts it on this application for that need to be met from a community user.
I'm speaking with social worker Sydney Sasser and with the State Department of Education, Jill Matthews. We're talking about basically a community funding opportunity to meet essential needs for students. How long have you been doing this in West Ada, Sydney?
So we launched November 1st.
Okay.
And we, about a month ago, had already received about $7,000 worth of donations towards our student needs. And about 307 currently have been met. So I know that that number has grown since then.
So talk to me specifically about some needs that have been met in that 307 since November.
So we've done things like we had a family who had a house fire and needed essentials replaced. So we did sheets and towels for them. We also did cookware, silverware, plates, things that, you know, if you just were to go buy one of those items, it might be inexpensive. But when you lose everything, you need everything, and that's expensive. So we're able to meet those needs for that family. We also have done things like mattresses. We currently on the app have some needs for some students going off to college who could use some help furnishing their dorms because they are the first people in their family to go to college, and they don't have that that extra money to buy a shower caddy or a cute rug or things that other students might have. But you know, we can kind of even the playing field a little bit for them.
Or a personal laptop.
Personal laptops. We've done laptops even through the app, which has been really great for some of our high school students.
This is really, what a great way for community members, though, to feel like they're making an impact and a difference by doing this.
One of our biggest selling points, I think, when we were proposing this to the district was that, you know, my neighbor down the street might have $20 that she wants to donate somewhere, but you know, it's intimidating to donate that to a nonprofit who you don't really know exactly where that money's going to. But when you have something that's specific and meaningful and goes direct to a student, it's a powerful way to spend your $20 when you only have $20 to give. And so it reaches a broader range of people that way.
So tell me, too, how you identify what kids need certain things.
So the needs largely in our district come from the school counselors who are at the building level. The social workers are all at the district level, so we oversee a lot of different schools. So the counselors will meet with students. Sometimes parents come in and ask, you know, hey, is there any way we could get help with this thing? And so we're able to then take referrals from counselors. We've also taken them from the nurses because they see a lot of student need. And then the social workers in our district work with families experiencing homelessness. And so that, you know, we are directly talking to parents all the time who have very specific needs, and we're able to meet them through the app.
And the reason why I asked that question is to make sure that, I mean, these are truly students in need. So there is basically a screening process then through your district.
Absolutely. Yep. There is a screening process. And we try to also diversify the needs. You know, there are other amazing partners that we have in the community who will do things like bunk beds or food, weekend backpack, things like that, clothing. And so we try to reach out to those people first and use Proposity for things that maybe we can't get from the community, like a laptop or a bicycle. We've done bicycles for kids who are needing to get to work after school and they don't have a car, things like that. So I think that the app just opens up a lot of doors for us in that way.
And Jill, I'm assuming that the needs are all very similar, no matter where you go in the state.
Right. They tend to be pretty similar, I would say. And what, again, and you kind of touched on it, Gemma, was that all of these communities are so generous. It's just the community users or community members, they just need to know how to give. And that's what we're striving so hard to do with Proposity, is to just get the word out and create awareness so that all of these members can know about it and realize that they're essentially helping their neighbor.
Well, and what's amazing, too, is if you have something that, as you said, Sydney, maybe someone has $20 that they want to donate, and they can go on the app, I would assume, and scroll through to find that $20 need. If you can give more, then you can do that as well.
Right.
But then you also know exactly what you've given.
Correct. Yep. And there's a great thank you feature through the app as well. And so when we have a donor that buys the shower caddy or whatever it is for the college student, or we are able to actually send a picture of the item to the donor so that they see, you know, hey, that's exactly what I gave. And the app actually keeps track of all that for you. Everything is tax deductible, and it keeps track of all your thank yous and everything that you purchased. And then if there's nothing available in the West Ada district need-wise, then it
find
shows
another
you,
district.
It shows you the next geographically closest district. And so, for example, maybe there is a need in Boise, and if you wanted to give that day and there's nothing in West Ada, great. Yeah. You know, we're still helping a kid in the Valley, which is what we really want to do. We want to help all of our kids in the state.
And you mentioned there will be a next phase to this, Jill. Do you know what school districts will be coming on board next?
Yes. It will be Caldwell, CUNA, Marsing, Middleton, Notice, Parma, Pocatello, Chubbuck, and Twin Falls. And we're growing at a tremendous rate. Mm-hmm. We've got about 40 districts that are on the waiting list as well. And so just to keep up with that need, we've had to put school districts in cohorts, like Sydney mentioned, to keep up with the interest level. But really what we're working on, as we've spoken about before, is just letting community members know about it.
Well, and just all of the school districts you just named off, mm-hmm. it also just gives you an awareness, though, that this need is there and it is present.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, as you said, whether you're in an urban area or a rural area.
Right. Correct.
And Sydney, if people want to do this, as you said, again, walk me through the steps. They download the app.
You download the app, create an account, pick the area that you would like to subscribe to. But like I said, other areas will show up if there's nothing there. And then you can start giving that day. I mean, it only takes about 3 or 4 minutes to set it up.
Mm-hmm. What's been the feedback from, I don't know if you get feedback from students, but maybe their parents. What's been some of that feedback?
It's really incredible for some families who have significant need and don't always have the dignity of getting something brand new mm-hmm. or being able to choose an item. And because everything from Proposity comes off of Amazon right now, sometimes we're able to sit down with a high school student or even an elementary school student and let them choose
what
they would
like.
Yeah, and it's not mm-hmm. always possible, but a lot of times they do get to choose. And so, and that is, it's pretty amazing to see the smile on their face when they open, you know, a brand new box. I mean, there was a student, we heard the story of the student that said, you know, can I keep the box? I've never had a brand new pair of shoes before.
Oh.
And so just that cardboard box meant more than even the pair of sneakers inside.
But that puts it in perspective about the need and about trying to level the playing field for these kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for the work that you do and for getting this up and running.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Yes.
Absolutely. My guest today, social worker Sydney Sasser with West Ada School District and with the State Department of Education, Jill Matthews. And as we mentioned, just download Proposity and you can look to see who is in need. Thank you again so much.
Thanks.
Up next, Idaho's Holocaust Remembrance Day. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.